WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
This is Kenny Bobian, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Robin S., and you're listening to Javon and Therese in the Basement. Show them love!
I can't deal with y'all. Hey, this is Avery Sunshine, and I am in the basement with Javon and Therese. Shine!
What's up? It's your girl, Monifa, and you're tuned in to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, playing My Kind of Music.
The basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway, but she did mention none other than Shaka Khan as one of her.
Why you gotta say, wait a minute. Why you gotta say Shaka? She did mention
no other than Shaka Khan.
I'm like, where does your voice go? What happened? What's happening? Even the mere mention of her name. Silence. Oh, gosh.
Would you believe I'm blushing?
Yes. Hard. You're speechless blushing. That's the thing. Speechless blushing.
Rezzy, I can't help it.
It's a Shaka. This is Shaka rehab, you know.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Princess, though, Jay. She's like, she's got our ears.
I'm going to send y'all some perfume. I'll get an address. I'll send y'all out tomorrow.
You can send me some cologne. Because, I mean,
cologne,
you know.
Yeah. I
just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, man. Whatever you say.
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanuka. All right. Thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise not to tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
Latan, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just gonna keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just use it.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah.
Look at his face. Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
How's everybody doing? I hope you're good. I'm good, too. Let's do this until Resi Poo shows up. Mm-hmm. Hey, Pop. Miss Gretchen, how you doing? Top of the morning to you. This is Indira Khan. This is Chaka Khan's baby girl. And friend of our show.
And we don't know, but we just keep rocking. Where we go from here, we ain't stopping. There is something in the air, and it's love. And I feel so good and care about us. Why make things complicated when it's not? I'm so sure of it. I don't want no one who thinks I'm cool to share. And it feels so good to know I don't compare. Why would you want to trade something this rare?
Ethel, how are you? Mwah.
But you say he's just a friend. I was working for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet, I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she would do it. Every time that I called her, it seemed someone was brewing.
Good to
I called
see
the
you
woman,
too.
I picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Give me that. Don't even give me that. You busted. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. College on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was the dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh snap, guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Y'all know we had to do
looking for girls. Girls, I can give you some love, you know? What's good, everybody? What y'all love doing?
Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot.
Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me
nigga, pop
the fuck.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys a little seed. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can see on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and roasted grapes. Conversate for a few. Cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do.
Big Poppy,
Big Poppy,
Big Poppy. Oh.
What's up, Resi Poo?
What it do, Bill?
You know we make it do what it do till you come through. You know, because I just don't feel like talking to myself. You know what I'm saying? And I know that, because there is no way, because I know LaVon's going to talk back, and I ain't going to be eligible to keep up with her mental Olympics. You know what I'm saying?
He's our resident therapist, and we all need the therapist.
We love you, LaVon. Because, word, I'll be like, oh, man, am I neurotic today or exotic to stay? I just don't know.
You just don't know. In Chulos, 3 hours, what is it, 3 hours away?
Wow.
Rolling dice.
Thank you so much, Pop, for being up with us. I know it's early for you. We appreciate you. And we call you Big Poppy.
Yay.
And, you know, Miss DJ, our season, is it our season? What's the
yes, day? It is. Today is officially Scorpio season. Today.
It's our season.
It's that nasty season.
Ooh, yeah,
nasty. The season of nasty. Ooh, you must have been in there high rolling 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. 4 a.m. Shit. Shit, man.
Hope us one.
Exactly. So, you want grits, but they take an hour to cook. And by that time, I could have just took a nap.
See, she's telling me she's telling me a lot about herself there. See, our grits are for folks that are grit eaters and generally got either kinfolk or from the South. One of the two. Because Northerners, they like them quick grits.
Not only that, I thought they took 20 minutes.
An hour. I don't know what she's doing with them, but, you know, that's a while even for grits,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that's a long time, Miss DJ. What you doing to them grits?
You see, you got this other stuff going on with them.
Yeah, you making shrimp and grits? Mm.
She must be making porridge. She's making porridge, probably.
One of my favorite. When I used to go down south for the summer and stay with my family, I had an aunt, Betty May. God rest her soul.
What is it? An aunt who?
Betty May.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, I have an aunt, Eddie May. So that's why, okay.
Oh, Betty May. She used to make, for breakfast, scrambled eggs, pork chops, smothered pork chops, with gravy and grits. I ain't never had them again like that. Misty says, I don't do no quick grits. Yeah, but an hour? I mean.
Really? Definitely longer than 20 minutes. Hour sounds like porridge.
I thought it was 20 minutes.
Nah.
Because they have 1 minute quick grits, you know? Yeah. It's either that or you get that tub.
Oh, see, she's doing creamy stuff. She's doing porridge over there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what kind of recipe are you using? Like,
are you from the Caribbean? Ah, banana porridge. Yes, me too. How many grits? Okay, they don't take that long to cook. Not an hour, but she likes them creamy, so she's probably adding stuff in it.
You give me some shrimp and grits, some fish, fried fish and grits. Anything smothered or fried with grits is going to be good, except liver. I don't do liver.
Ooh.
I do not eat nobody's liver.
Mm. Your best Hannibal Lecter.
You know.
So how was your week? Coming into that season.
It was quick and long, all in the same breath. It wasn't a bad week, thank God, because we all know that there have been some really, really bad days throughout the last couple of years. So nothing dramatically terrible happened to me or mine personally. Although I take a lot of shit personal that may or may not be. Or it could or shouldn't be or whatever. But so I guess with that being said, when I look back, like the song goes, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can surely say that I've been blessed. And in this sense, my testimony is that nothing really terrible happened.
Mm.
Very tasty pepper and liver help heal anemia. I will tell you this. You could put, I don't care what you put on it, under it, around it, smother it, choke it, curry it, fry it, dye it, lay it to the side it. I don't care if it comes from whatever animal, whoever, what's the name? I cannot do a liver, not a chicken liver, not a liver, a gizzard, or none of that shit.
I was going to say, you know, a gizzard. Like, chicken is the only one I've, is it the only animal that has gizzards? What is a gizzard, actually?
I have no idea what that is, but is it gizzard?
It's funny because that we were, growing up, we were a house divided because my mom and my brother ate liver, and she would make the onions and bacon and put it all in. Oh. And my sister and I didn't eat it, so we would look at them like, and she, and that was the only meal that she would split.
Nobody would tell wanted. Us,
yeah, because she looked at the, she would always give us the Black Mama Handbook page. Let's see, I think that's 74, paragraph 3. Mm. If you ain't eating what I'm cooking, you ain't hungry. Mm. That line. Yeah. But when it came to liver, she would make something different. Yeah.
And again, as usual, Pop and I concur.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, I don't care what.
Now the grit thing, as you know, is an age-old argument.
Grit?
Because there's two arguments combined in this grit theory, okay?
I didn't know there was a grit theory. Please,
yes.
Do tell.
Yes. Now, because when you were growing up, did you spend more time in the South or in the North?
North.
Okay. That's probably why you don't know it. The first theory in it is butter, salt and pepper, or sugar. Okay. The second one is quick grits or regular grits. Those are the two arguments inside. Now, if you're from the South, you're going to say a couple of things. You're going to say, I like the long, old, the cook grits, which is longer than 5 minutes. Those quick grits are not really it for the traditional Southerners. And you want salt and pepper, maybe sometimes gravy on your grits. Going up north, you got a lot of folks. Now, people that are strictly north, and I'm not talking about people that migrated. I'm talking about the strictly Northerners up here. Will say that's where you get more of the butter sugar from mm-hmm. and the quick grits.
Mm-hmm. So now, I prefer long cooked grits with butter. Pepper, fine. Yeah, I can have grits and eggs and be happy with that. But
yeah.
Now, because I am not a cook and I will do the quick grits if I really am craving some kind of grit and there's nobody to cook the long standing grits for me. Again, I'm here saying 20 minutes. Everybody else is like, no. You know, and it reminds me of this topic reminds me of my cousin Vinny, where he says, any respectable, grit-loving, eating person knows. Oh, what are you doing, eating, cooking magic grits in there? Why do y'all grits cook quicker than anybody? That scene just sticks to me when you said that.
Yeah. Classic.
So, LaVon, I just want to trickle back to this. Like what, Javon? What do you take personal? Pulls out bag of popcorn. Is that really a bag of popcorn? Or is it a notepad and pen? Okay. That's what I want to know. Vaughn also says, I ate liver when I was younger because my mother was a Geechee from South Carolina. So it was eat it or starve, depending on how she was feeling, because sometimes she would sit at the table with a belt.
You know, it's funny, until my mom started realizing that, you know, we weren't really going to eat it, and she didn't want to waste the money on the grits, I mean, on the liver, she put it on our plate. I asked her, Mommy, can you give me a little piece, a really little piece? I'm not that hungry, right? Then I would ask her to give it to me on paper plates. So the paper plates, I knew that she would stack more than one. It wouldn't be, you know, like she put more than one. So I would sit there at the table slicing the liver really, really thin. And when she wasn't looking, stick it between the paper plate and push it down. She never knew. She never knew.
Miss Juanita, so, are you watching?
Oh, no, she's asleep.
Okay.
So, cut. Slide it through, and then at the end of the last play, and then all she would see is, I'm done. She'd be like, oh, yeah, it's this time. Mm. In the garbage. Couldn't do it.
Yeah,
that's a lot of plotting in.
I didn't have those kind of tricks. My brother did when I was, he's like 6 years my senior, and he used to get in trouble, and I would cry. But, he would throw food behind the washing machine for some reason. That was the dumbest damn plot. I do recall being allergic to shrimp as a little one. And my mother used to make red rice and shrimp. And it would make my throat itch. And she didn't believe me. She didn't get that it was an allergy, I think.
Uh-huh.
And that caused some drama.
Uh-huh.
But I do recall my mom being sick of her two children at the dinner table. Mom, he looked at me. He blew on my food.
Kids are so dramatic.
You know?
Everything is life ending and stop the presses.
You know, I can't eat because he's laughing at me. My mother used to say, order in the courtroom, monkey want to speak, monkey, speak. And me and my brother would shut up. Because, of course, whoever spoke first was a monkey.
Exactly. That's why I cracked. I'm like, I'm sure that went over well. Yeah, you can put cheese on grits.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I like cheesy grits. What's up, Ronnie Pooh? I mean, I will still eat cheese grits. You know.
There was this chef in Brooklyn when Two Steps Down. Remember Two Steps Down? When Two Steps Down was popular on DeKalb Avenue?
Yes, yes.
All right. There was this chef that they had in there. It was a female. I forget the sister's name, but oh my goodness, she would do these Sunday buffets, and you know, people were in there for the buffet and the scandaloso. It was Two Steps Down, for God's sake. But she made the most amazing grits. They were creamy. They were just a great grit, you know. And the first time, you know, it's funny because, you know, you can't make the same pot of grits over. It can be similar, but so you go, you think, okay, maybe that was just the first time I was in that mood. No, man.
You could still eat grits, cheesy grits. LaVon, you can't.
Question it. What kind of cheese? Ronnie, what kind of cheese does EJ like? Now, here's where the stuff comes in. What kind of cheese is he putting in them grits?
Oh, Corey said his cousin owned Two Steps Down.
Ah. What's the name of that chef in there? You remember, Corey?
Small World. Small World.
See what I'm saying?
Look, so I will eat cheese in my grits. I don't know. I'll eat grits. I mean, I love grits. I just love grits. And I remember being at a restaurant across the street in the Bronx, across the street from the Bronx Family Court. And every morning, because I was in court so damn much, I would go there for breakfast and I would have bacon, eggs, and grits. And there was an Asian person who owned the, I think he was the owner, because he was, you know, or the manager, but I think he was the owner. And I overheard him saying, why do the black people love grits? It tastes like nothing. It's an acquired taste, sir.
Tastes like nothing if you just, you know, straight up. It will taste like nothing. They just taste like they're just what they are, you know.
It tastes like grits. But you can flavor them up however you like. You can put cheese in them, any kind of damn cheese you want. You can put cheese and shrimp in them. You can smother them with gravy. You can have them, I guess you can eat them with sugar, but that's not my thing. You can.
Ooh, yeah.
If you have it with something fried, like some fried fish.
You know, and I would have, because he made that statement, I would have taken him back to the history of slavery on that. You know, some of our foods and culture, and what we've done is, of course, because we're magical mofos.
Exactly.
We put a spin on everything, you know, and make it magical, and then, you know, then it becomes the shit factor, you know.
Yeah.
We know how to, exactly, Tiffany, we know how to make nothing out of something,
or
you
something
know.
Something out of nothing.
Yes, and that's been our thing, you know, forever. So much so that we'll make you feel like you were missing out.
Grits and eggs and some toast, that's to die for. For me, you throw some nice bacon with that shit, yes, I will eat bacon. Yummy.
Oh, it's comfort.
Even with not.
What kind of bacon?
I like the kind that has the, I don't know what it's, the slab, it has like a crunchy thing on the ends. I don't know.
No, meaning pork or turkey?
I'll eat both. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, if you're going to give me bacon, you're going to give me bacon. Like, I'm sorry. Now, I can do turkey bacon. I can do the vegan bacon, and yeah. But if I'm going to Chattanooga, Tennessee, for a country breakfast, Ain't nobody putting no turkey on my plate. I want the pork bacon.
Aha. Uh-huh. Swine, that's a no for me. Well,
yeah.
You know what? I remember in the 80s was the first time that I personally heard of people running away from pork, right? Like, that's
it's the nastiest shit ever.
Right,
it is.
Right, and pigs are disgusting. But that's the first time when I became cognizant. There was a woman who lived on my block. Her grandkids were friends of mine, great-grands or whatever. And I had to do a paper on the oldest person that I knew. Now, I knew she was old AF, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how old she was.
Mm-hmm.
She was 110 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I kept that paper because, and I was in the 10th grade at that time. Very interesting. The way she grew up and some of the things that she told me, some of it I still remember, but anyway. She ate pork chops until she died.
Let me tell you something.
My grandmother, who is 100 years old right now, will still munch a pork chop now. I'm just saying.
Let me tell you something. And you know, and that's the thing, because how they did food and you know, like all the northern type stuff and all the processed stuff, like we weren't, they didn't have that down south, you know, growing up. They had stuff in the backyard, you know. They had stuff like that they made, you know, from scratch. You know, they wasn't messing with all these GMOs and all this extra stuff they started adding in the food later. And I remember their generation had far more, you know, now I'm not talking about the centennials, because the centennials had it all, you know, but they had those immune systems that, you know, were amazing because
exactly.
of what they ate.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it wasn't a whole lot of, you know, fat. Like I remember asking my aunt to take me to Crystal's because, you know, of course, up here it's White Castle's. And she was like, what is that? And I said, oh, they make the little burger. She was like, we can make you a burger in the house. Just let me show you. So, you know, I remember her taking me to Crystal's and sitting me across the table and just watching me eat these little burgers as a little kid. You know, like she didn't deny me, but she just didn't understand it, you know.
Therese.
Yeah, uh-oh. What's happening? Have y'all seen the videos of... Okay. No, thank the Lord, I have not seen that video. Not even going to look for it.
Some things I just have to turn over to you because I can't.
I can't do that one either. And I pray I don't know anybody who's ever tried to do that. Yeah, actually, yeah, it's all about moderation with food, and we eat and drink because that Pepsi is what? Now, when I was a kid, we did do a few things with those Coca-Colas though.
That sounds good.
Pouring them on things, you know, and
yep.
doing little acid things and pouring Coca-Cola on snails, you know, little slugs.
Oh yeah, make them die. That's something. They just fizzle up. But
and thinking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And thinking what it does inside your body. Like, I don't even like...
Yeah, I don't drink soda anymore. Not at all. Well, I'm not going to say, like, I'll never have another sip of soda ever again in life. Because if I'm sick, I automatically, my go-to is, I want warm ginger ale. I want warm ginger ale. And it's because of a comfort thing. My mom used to give it to me when I was a kid. I had a cold, drink some warm ginger ale, and that made me feel better for whatever reason. So it's my psychological go-to. It has no medical, nothing whatsoever. It's just, yep. Oh, so Misty J, pea soup with chicharron. That sounds interesting, right? I love pea soup. Nah, I don't love it. I like pea soup.
I like the yellow split pea soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's the only difference between a White Castle and a Crystal Burger. She got it. It's the mustard instead of ketchup.
You know, if the burger is the same, that's just a murder burger with mustard on it as opposed to ketchup. I can't do it. Cannot do it.
Let me tell you something. On those nights, I remember, we had one growing up in my hometown, and on those nights of partying and coming in and being like, oh, I just need something in my... Those murder burgers was the only thing that would do it.
Yes, rest in peace, Tommy DeBarge. Yes.
Yes, yes,
the musical
yes.
The world
yes.
is definitely mourning yet another great.
Bassist man, yep. bassist man to the legendary group Switch. Now, he was a DeBarge, and I'm not sure if he played with DeBarge, actually. But he did play with Switch. He played
yeah.
his ass off with Switch. And, you know, just an amazing vocalist as well, but mostly known for the best strumming.
Yep.
Tommy DeBarge, rest in peace, brother soldier. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, Corey, you have a great point. The human body, period, is amazing. When you think about there's it's very rare that you can find something on the human body that does not have its own unique purpose.
Right.
Like there's a reason for everything. And what's really one of my favorite, well, it's yes, it's one of my favorite things. And it's a part of my favorite, what do you call things that are your favorite things to know? Random facts, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Fun facts.
Chicharron, whatever. I'll say it the way I want to say it. Jesus. She be, like, if you were my little sister, oh, man, I'd have so much fun with you. I'm having fun with you now, but I'm just saying, if you were my little sister, it'd make it even more fun. Yeah, the clitoris. It's only purpose is for sexual pleasure. There's no
What else does it do? First of all, let's just start with what no. It's not for sexual anything pleasure. See.
What?
Remember, sex is a man-made concept. The body was created for other things. See, we started using our parts for other things because we started discovering stuff along the way.
What is the purpose of the clit?
It is to stimulate the system within the woman so that she can be moist for the insertion of the foreign object we call not
sexual pleasure.
Not pleasure. It's to arouse. We're going to disagree on this one.
There's some pleasure in that. Now
I'm not saying it isn't pleasurable. What I'm saying is
not sexual.
Listen to me. I'm not saying it isn't pleasurable.
It's
secondary
not sexual?
Though.
I didn't say it was secondary.
It's anatomical. It's supposed to be
sexual pleasure.
It's not for sexual pleasure. It's to procreate. It's a stop.
But if you don't have a
clitoris,
you can still procreate.
No, listen to what I'm saying. But it would take a lot more. Okay, the body gets ready for certain things, right? And if you didn't have a clitoris, let's just say it's not there.
You know what?
You don't have a clitoris. Enter would be very painful.
Okay, let me. Let me just say this. That without feet, it would be nearly impossible to walk. Without legs. I mean, unless you got some fake feet and some fake legs to help you walk.
What?
Hear what I'm saying. You cannot walk without a prosthetic to help you if you don't have legs, right?
Oh.
You need prosthetics. Or you need something outside, right, of your body, something that you were not born with to help you walk. You need a heartbeat for the blood to flow throughout your body.
Okay.
Without a heartbeat or something mechanical to make it beat and so that the blood can flow, you can't live. You need the heartbeat.
Right.
without the clit, you can still, you don't need anything prosthetic or anything else to help you to get pregnant. I mean, to be able to have sex. Let's say that.
No, but that wasn't saying.
But hear me. The only thing that the clitoris is for, now the vagina is for birth delivery and for sex so that you can have, so that you can give birth.
The clitoris is a part of the system. The system meaning okay.
But
meaning if you just have the vagina and nothing to stimulate the
I say use the imagination. You can do that. Get yourself on and popping. But you know, a lot of people don't even understand their clit and have sex. Like some men don't know to use it for stimulation. Like there's people, look, what I'm saying is, and the clitoris is its own organ. And that organ is only for sexual stimulation.
It's not for sexual stimulation only. We have reduced it to that, but it does have a function in our anatomy.
But it doesn't. It's not necessary for what you're talking about.
Well, it's necessary to stimulate. We got to go back to what our bodies were made for, technically. You know, the only thing that the vagina was made for was to house, to be the conduit for my body parts. Good.
I bet, Pop.
the vagina, if you will, and the whole, let's just go the whole female reproductive system. If you want to go back to bare bones, it's just to be used to have babies, right? Up until a certain point, women didn't even have feelings. Let's just go there. And I'm saying that very loosely because this is what people thought. And things like the clitoris, far be it for me to suggest that you could have pleasure from that. Now, is it pleasurable? We're not denying that, no. But, yeah, exactly. It's all the same. It's all the same, LaVon. It's all the same.
It's food for thought. It is Scorpio season. How could we not?
Yeah, that's how we went, because we're in Scorpio season, and this is just, it just gets, here's where we are. It's going to be a bumpy ride. But ultimately, the clitoris, it was supposed to just stimulate us enough to be able to get secretions going so that it would make the entry of the foreign object we know as a penis easier for the woman's body. Now, later on, we said, this feels great, you know, and then it became its own function, its own situation, and its own go-to for prowess and its own go-to for different things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what it essentially was for. Now, if you look it up, it will probably say the same thing, pleasurable and all this other stuff. But, you know, again, without it, can we still procreate? Sure we can. Is it still painful? With a dry vagina, absolutely.
Look, somebody can stimulate your clit and you still be dry. You could be dry because you dry. Shit.
There is a
you need to be one. you need to be a little moist before anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm old enough to be.
But before anybody touches anything, you need to be a little moist.
Well, that requires a whole another level of
Thank
something.
Thank you. Hello, but it shouldn't be that. There's something need to be happening before you get there.
Yeah. Well, let's pray. But a lot of times people are just not.
And if they're
the
not,
the sex organ you got is your mind.
And if it ain't on and popping by the time they get there, then it probably ain't gonna be on and popping. Period.
Yeah. No. Because if I'm turned off, but isn't it interesting though, how you know, we've all had exes, right? Now, I'm not talking about my ex, but I'm just saying, isn't it interesting that as a person that you found very interesting The same things that you found very interesting in the beginning are the same things that turn you off later on. That's why it stops and starts here. Taurus is like cookies and milk, Kool-Aid, and what was that one?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid
and sugar, peanut butter, and jelly. Mm. Yep.
Oh, my favorite, actually. And I'm not going to make sex feel like a science project. It's just what it is. I'm just talking about what anatomically the bodies are, you know, set up for. It's just what it is.
Yeah, so, well, if you don't know, don't fit, don't force it, just relax and let it go. Yep, every person.
Who is quoting Jado on here? Miss Gretchen? Who is quoting?
Erogenous zones, desires, and turn-ons. We cannot stress this enough. Everybody is different. This is true. This is true.
There's no best way.
To stimulate the clit. But I'm telling you, it's its own special project. And if it's there for sex.
And there, thank you, Pop.
Stimulation.
Not there for sexual stimulation.
It's reportedly the original penis. I've heard that, Ms. Gretzen.
I've heard that. There we go. And you know, and that's a whole, let me tell you something, Misty. That's a whole nother conversation because people do not understand or know that G-spot stuff. You know, that goes.
Yeah, the G-spot.
You know, and
it's a great spot. It's a great spot to hang out, to, you know, move around in, you know, to hit, to bounce around, you know, the G spot. Yep. The little man in the boat. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh.
You ain't talking about coochie. To come through. What is going on?
How is Scorpio season? How you doing?
Scorpio season.
Oh, Lord.
Has officially
I swear
begun.
Y'all could do it and all that.
We swear we can do it. No, no, no. No, no, no. I just said I love to do it. I didn't say I did it right. I didn't say I did it wrong. I let the others speak for me on that. That's not my role. Not my role.
I just want to thank my goodness for everything she's done for me.
Amen. Amen, LaVon.
Hello. Hello.
Amen.
Isn't it special?
Amazingly special, yeah.
So special. Erogenous
zones of everybody.
Okay, I'm going to be Ulysses thing. Erogenous zones are areas of the body that elicit a sexual response when stimulated. This can include the genital area, nipples, or anywhere, really. Whatever you're into.
Yes, yes.
That's how I heard that, right?
Grab an ass, get a rock. I mean, you never know.
Mother Earth is billions of years old, Rika. When God was a woman, this planet, like birds, bees, was also a woman in Amazon. Bloody them, enthralling.
I love it. Have a great day, everybody.
We are in Scorpio season.
And Mo, hold up.
Yes.
Be careful driving and.
Oh, geez, Minetti.
Yes.
Did you have to say it?
Yes.
I saw it. I have to say I enjoyed it because you're funny as hell to me. But I was worried. I was like, please be careful.
I'll stop.
Please
be careful.
Just, no, don't stop doing the lives because
no, I won't.
Those are dope as fuck. You know
what I'm saying? Do the lives parked.
Yes,
but yeah,
I will.
Because, you know, those of us that care are like, oh, my God, please.
Okay.
She said those of us that care. LaVon says she's a good, wholesome woman in real life. Yes, she is.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, so ooh, says the – but she walks through in her onesie on screen. Did you see her onesie? Her onesie has a tail. And it's – this is what – yeah.
That's what's up.
Really –
you know what? There's a cow one like that in my house.
I love it. I'm so excited. I got it from Walmart, guys. I said, this is it.
She sure did.
Yep. Come on, Brad.
Thank you.
Have
for
a great
that.
Day, everybody. Come on.
See you, Mo. Back to our clitoris.
Yeah, can you close the door?
I am going to close the door.
Okay.
Can you pass me the 18 glasses that you have in here?
I have one.
No, you don't.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you done? Okay.
Yeah. She said, you are not going to make sex. I'm just saying, look, to me, sex has nothing but goodness and fun, and that's it. Of course, we could go to the biological, you know, scientific, but give me a free clit, okay, any day. I mean, I'm just saying. Clitoris are us. Is that somebody that's up? I don't know.
Oh.
Orgasmed by a woman, and I was like, what the hell I was missing? And that's the thing. A lot of people don't understand. And get that clit hit. I used to think happiness was about pleasure, but it's not. It's about peace. A peace. what did my father used to say? All right, to everybody, I want to say peace, but a peace is better. That's what my dad used to say.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. Located in front of the clitoris, splits in half to form the paired crura.
Mm-hmm.
Never even heard that word before. These are like the legs of the clitoris. You know what? I think at some point I had stopped listening and caring. Just like, really? What? That shit feel good. And tasty, too. Okay, these bulbs extend through and behind the labia, passing by the urethra, vaginal canal, and towards the anus. Anus. There you go.
Yeah.
And the sizes. I'm trying to catch up. Let me just catch up some of this stuff.
Did she say she was a whack lesbian?
Who's a whack lesbian?
Tiffany is hilarious.
Y'all went from acidic stomach to straight biology.
Yeah, I'm hoping there are no children within a 5-mile radius of this conversation in Scorpio season.
Well, you know, we all have to learn.
Yeah, I'd much rather them not learn it from us this way. No. We're going to have to start putting age requirements, like Walt said, as well. Old enough for this conversation. Why did we walk in now? And
when God was a woman.
I'm in her closet, so she has to come put clothes and hampers and things going on around me. Told you she set me up in the closet.
Ooh, Pop said, I found someone's G-spot yesterday evening here in Vegas. Hashtag enough said. What happens in Vegas will be discussed in the basement today. Okay? Yes.
With these outfits we have seen in Vegas. Oh, yeah.
I wonder what would be on that picket sign, Tiffany. What would be on your clit picket sign? Yes, moody. Feeling moody. Okay. Yep.
You walked into Scorpio season, Black Anonymous. Yeah, and you know, Scorpio season is a tricky one. Or can be a tricky one.
Can be.
So let me ask a question.
Anything.
All right. So did you guys hear about the case of the Massachusetts professor sentenced for attempting to murder her colleague?
A professor?
Yes.
Tried to...
A Massachusetts. These are two women. Mm-hmm. And it's been all over the news. And it's a Massachusetts professor who attempted to murder her colleague. I love the way the press does this. You know, I love the way they do this, because what it sounded like to me when I read it was that it was an unrequited of sorts. Now, some of the press did say just that, because, I mean, you know, she didn't want her, and she decided she was going to steal her keys, coming to her house, and torture her for 4 hours. And the only way that she stopped torturing her, because she kind of was leaving her for dead, she told her, okay, you know what? I do want you, you know, that kind of deal. And convinced her to get her help. So she called 411, a 911 rather.
Well, what did she do? How did she torture her? By doing what?
Oh, are you ready for this? I guess we're talking about other stuff.
Let's do it.
All right. So the article reads as follows.
Let's do it.
All right. So here's the last one I read, because I've been kind of following it a little bit, because I was like, this is tricky, because it came out in pieces. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can brighten this up a little bit. There we go. All right. So all right, her name is Rai Hachiyangni, I don't know if I'm saying that right, is convicted of beating and torturing a longtime coworker because her love for a woman was unrequited. A Mount Holly Holyoke College art professor, I'm saying it slow so that you can get it all in, has been sentenced to at least a decade in prison after pleading guilty to beating and torturing a colleague for 4 hours with a fire poker and garden shears because the woman didn't have the same feelings for her. Yes. Rai Hachiyangni, 50, was sentenced Wednesday to 10 to 12 years in a Massachusetts state prison for attacking fellow professor Laurette Savoy on the night of December 23rd, 2019, leaving her permanent injuries. The sentence came 5 days after Hachiyangni pled guilty in Franklin Superior Court to 9 charges connected in the brutal attack, including 3 counts of armed assault with intent to murder a person over 60, and 1 count each of home invasion, mayhem, and entering in the nighttime with an intent to commit a felony. She betrayed my trust, invaded the home, tried to kill me with premeditated violence, Savoy said in a victim impact statement at the hearing of the Associated Press report. The cruelty she wielded with weapons and express words was extreme, calling the attack one of the most horrific set of facts I've heard. And this says so the judge, Francis Flannery. Professor Savoy, certainly a victim in this horrific crime, but that's not what I'm going to remember. What I'm going to remember was that she had the presence of mind and courage to convince her attacker not to kill her. As her body was flailing, she used her mind to save herself. That's remarkable. On the night of December 23rd, 2019, Hachiyangni, a professor at the prestigious women's college in South Hadley, showed up at Savoy's home saying she wanted to talk to her about her feelings. And according to the state police report obtained by the Daily Hampshire Gazette, as soon as she stepped inside, Hachiyangni began beating Savoy with a rock, a fire poker, and a garden hose shears for 4 torturous hours. In the early mornings of December 24, 2019, Hachiyangni then called the police. This is after she finished beating us. She called the police, called 911, saying she found Savoy in a pool of blood, barely breathing and semi-conscious with a head injury. She said she saw signs of a struggle, but police found no signs of an intruder or a struggle. Hachiyangni told police that she was covered in blood because she had been holding her friend while she was waiting for them to come. Savoy was rushed to a local hospital with broken bones in her nose and her eye area and numerous lacerations and a puncture wound in her head and face. Savoy said she thought she was going to die at the hands of Hachiyangni. When Savoy asked Hachiyangni why she was attacking her, Hachiyangni just replied that she loved her for many years and she should have known that. Quick thinking, Savoy stopped the attacks by playing along with Hachiyangni and saying she had the same feelings for her and telling her to call 911.
When the officers arrested Hashiyangi at her home, they found her in possession of the victim's keys, cell phone, and glasses. The prosecution recommended a 10 to 12 year sentence for this case. Now, and an ankle bracelet that she gets to wear for another 3 years after she serves.
So I want to just address this, Tiffany.
Baby.
Tiffany, people are people. It could have just as easily, just as readily have been a man. It's not sexual orientation. I mean, and not being a lesbian, that's your, you know, your preference, your choice. I just want to say that that woman and the one that took your shoes is not indicative of the lesbian experience. I have never had anyone beat me or try to beat me, and I've never beaten anyone. I've never stolen from anybody or tried to do anything harmful to any of my exes. I mean, you know, I might have beat that thing, but I never caused physical harm to anyone. I might have put a hurting on somebody, if you know what I mean, but I never did anything malicious. So in as much as you have to speak from your experience, I would just say that that behavior is not something that should be expected from lesbians. Lesbians are not necessarily crazy. I mean, I've been crazy about certain people, but I have never been certifiable, if you know what I'm saying. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say about that.
Certifiable. Yeah, that's no bueno. This is definitely indicative of someone's mental state, and that could be male or female, does not matter. They can be hetero or homo, that does not matter. What does matter are the signs, though. What does matter are the little indicators that happen well before, sometimes, in most occasions, the event. Meaning, for someone to, it's no longer a harmless thing, and I don't know if it ever was, for someone to harbor these feelings and a lot of times not know what to do with them. And sometimes you may not be able to be friends with someone who is harboring these feelings. Another lesbian lady was dating after she had to save me. Yeah. American bullies, those dogs are very beautiful, Chrissy. Okay. Yeah, you got it. Like, it's, I don't know, it's very interesting. Unrequired. It's, you know, like folks that just don't know how to turn off what they're, yes, this behavior is not specific to sexual orientation. It's a function of a person's mental state. I totally agree. Totally agree. But, you know, oftentimes you see that, though. You can see, you can feel that because it feels extra creepy. You know, it feels like, okay, something's not right here. And usually it isn't. And you may have to share information with people or the authorities when you feel like somebody may not be able to manage their emotional state. Because they'll make you the focus of stuff that you ain't even got going on. You know, and if you've ever had a stalker, yes, the red flags. And if you've ever had a stalker, it's a serious thing. It's not funny, you know. It's a real, real thing, and it should be reported. It's a function of deranged tea. Walks back in the room and puts feet on the desk. Yeah. I know men can be abusers also. However, I've never received that behavior from them. Good now. Been good. Been single 14 years. Well, I hope that didn't deter you from connecting with someone who was probably in a better mental health state than the person you had before. That's what it is, though. You know, it's not a man-woman thing. It's a mental health thing. And unfortunately, you got someone who was not healthy mentally to have done that and thought that was okay. I thought that was the right response to have to whatever stepped on her landmine, called a feeling. We're all if no one sends you any romantic signals, how can anyone get obsessed? Because maybe the obsession has nothing to do with you, you know? And 90% of the time it doesn't, you know? Now, there are, and I'm not talking about the types that lead people on and, you know, and then unfortunately, I mean, change their minds, which they have a right to do, you know? But a lot of times obsession has nothing to do with the person in front of them, and it's all about what a person has going on. And if, you know, it's not a comfortable feeling. It really isn't. And it's something that you have to not pretend like you don't see the signs. You cannot talk it away. You cannot love it away. You cannot, you know, there's seldom things you can do, which you probably have to just get people involved because before it escalates. And even if you think you can manage it, you know, you don't know what comes with it. You don't know what you're managing. Thought that whole attacking me verbally and apologizing was going to set me up. Yeah, see? Yeah, and somebody doing something once and you're telling them stop it and they come back again with the doing it again. Yeah, mental health awareness is needed, and it's something that also... Hold on 1 second. Let me just see something.
Is that you?